You know, it's been, I think, 15 years that the mayor turned to Trammell Crow and said, do something about Earth Day. This thing is a bust. Well, the next thing you know, it becomes this big celebration at Fair Park, and there are like 170,000 people and 400 exhibitors. But the last couple of years, it's kind of grown up, and it's evolved into the Congress of Conferences, and it's right around the corner. Starts April 21st. Yeah, 21st. Trammell Crow joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here. Get to showtime.
Yeah, it is getting to showtime. Now, I will have to say, I really enjoyed taking the grandkids out to Fair Park. But this really is sort of an elevated version. So tell me what the EarthX 2025 Congress of Conferences is all about.
By leaving Fair Park and all the booths and the stands and expos and music and so forth, it's the same thing as shucking the name of Earth Day. It just made people feel like it was a family affair.
And yeah.
This Congress of Conferences, we graduated from 10 conferences at the fair, which is remarkable. There's no other environmental group that does that, to 23 conferences this coming five-day period.
I think this is going to be... This ought to really be a very timely conference, because correct me if I'm wrong, but my sense is the tide has turned against you. There was a green movement, and everybody was behind it, and there was, you know, wind and sun and solar and electric, and everybody was thinking about it. Now it seems like we're drilling any place we want to, onshore, offshore, running pipelines. It looks like you're losing the battle.
Well, right now we've lost the battle, but not the war. You're very, very right. But this conference is I finally decided to call it what it is, the world's most conservative environmental conference. We are already so businesslike. And our energy conference is not just all about wind. It's about oil and gas. It's about nuclear. So we're well set to take the new approach to be strictly business. I do abhor the dissolution of NOAA and EPA. It's going to be huge problems. But as far as what we propagate, we're there just in the right place at the right time.
You know, going back even to the Fair Park days, you've always had one of the most eclectic group of not only attendees, but speakers that I've ever seen. Well, I think RFK Jr., was there last year at your conference. So who have you got this year? What are the topics?
General Petraeus speaking on war and the environment.
That's a growth industry, I think.
Yeah, and a whole passel of Ukrainians, the head of the military of Odessa, Ukraine.
Really? Now that's an interesting... Well, I guess that does have a pretty direct impact on the environment.
Heidi Kuhn, the nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize, has a group called Mines to Vines. They go dig out the mines and replant there. So the likes of she will be there. Here's another one. Immigration and the environment. Like the war, it's no talking about policy or what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
It's what does it do to the land, the sea, and the air. With a rancher on the Texas side of the border at Eagle Pass, and a Mexican rancher directly across, and they'll both be saying the same thing. It'll make people stop and think. This isn't an immigrant argument. This is, what does it do to us, the land?
It's interesting. I mean, this started out, I think anyway, as sort of a local event, Dallas or North Texas, and you grew it and you grew it. And I guess now it's as much international as it is local.
Yeah, it is the biggest event in Earth Day by far. But really, throughout the entire year, it's a very international thing. And it's a very large conference. There are very few larger. But no conference ever goes past one issue. We're talking ocean. We're talking renewable. Or climate. Everybody's sick. And our 23 conferences are 23 different subjects in depth. Let me tell you about the climate conference. Nobody talks about this. This is an approach to climate that you don't have to lower your emissions. All companies, you should love this. It's a geoengineering to remove carbon out of the ocean and out of the air. Because if they don't, that's the global warming right there.
Yeah.
So it's just something that's real Texas friendly.
Well, but there's also a profit incentive to that. I mean, you can make money. You can make money doing that, can't you?
Oh, man. I believe, like I've told you before, environmental work, conservation work, will be the main industry of the 21st century. It might look like AI. It might look like nearshoring environmental work, doing things in a more sustainable way from A to Z.
All right. So the EarthX Congress and Conference is coming up April 21 through 25. Let me ask you about your media empire, however. One of the things that most impressed me, I think it was during COVID, that you started up a TV network and said, well, if we can't get you out to Fair Park, we'll see you in your homes. Is the network still rocking along?
It sure is, and I'm shoveling cash into it just as much as ever.
Well, I mean, it's everywhere, but it's on DirecTV, and it's on, I saw it on Spectrum. I think locally I have it on Spectrum.
That's right. And Direct and Spectrum and Next Year Dish, 25 million homes. But we're also the omni-channel approach now with YouTube and Fast Channel and all these other things.
But it's still eating cash, huh?
Well, 25 million homes doesn't bring national advertisers.
Oh, really?
So we're
25 million homes doesn't bring national advertisers?
Million. No.
A million, I know. That sounds astounding.
Yeah, and with the cable going down overall, it still doesn't.
Yeah. All right, I know you're busy, and I know, have you got all your speakers lined up? Everything's set? Everything's smooth? Going to be like clockwork?
A lunch and a banquet, not yet, but for the most part, a huge Mexican thing on Friday with the owners of the big companies, wildlife conservation through hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
But I've got to mention two nuclear experts. One played the horn for Pink Floyd, and one played the lead guitar for Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan. And they're both coming to speak on nuclear, and now they're insisting that we have a concert, so a big rock and roll concert on Tuesday night, April 22nd.
You know, Trammell, anybody else that told me that, it would shock me. With you, it really doesn't shock me. It seems part of the norm, but it also sounds like a lot of fun. Congress of Conference is coming up, but we can attend, right? Still, we got to buy.
Oh yeah, it's the cheapest thing in the world. 5 conferences a day, and folks, come and see David Johnson. Rule.
All right, we'll come out and we'll see you at your hotel. It'll be at the Hilton Anatole. Trammell S. Crowe, the founder of EarthX at EarthX 2025 Congress. Thanks for being with us. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.